Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Israel's main enemy is dead. Now what? That's the headline. David Dolan comes to respond to that headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
What's the concern of the Prime Minister and the State of Israel with this elimination of this high-ranking Iranian military man?
Qasem Soleimani is really the leader of Iran. Not officially, it's Ayatollah Khamenei, but Soleimani is the military leader. He has been a key factor in everything they've been doing for the past several decades. The head of the Al-Quds, which is, of course, the Arabic name for Jerusalem. It means the holy, the Al-Quds Revolutionary Forces, and has been responsible, as President Trump has pointed out, for the deaths of hundreds of Americans in Iraq mainly, but in other parts of the region, and responsible for Iranian forces massing in Syria to the north of Israel. He is considered to be Israel's greatest enemy. Now the showdown militarily with Iran that Israel has been expecting for many years. He is a major factor in the whole Iranian revolution, in everything they've been doing, and his assassination, his death, is indeed a major factor that will probably leave us at full war with Iran. I tend to think, and I've been saying this for some months on your program, we tend to underestimate Iran and what they have the capability to do. We are at war, Jimmy, and the Israelis realize it. The Americans realize it. President Trump didn't do this lightly. I'm sure this man should have probably been taken out many years ago. And the Al-Quds force is a major force, and we will now see whatever Iran does to respond to this. But definitely we are in a new era.
David Dolan explaining why General Soleimani was Israel's greatest enemy, and now what lies ahead. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. David Dolan, covering the Middle East for 3 decades as a journalist, confirms that Soleimani was Israel's number one enemy. The Iranian response may well result in a major Middle Eastern war. That scenario is called for in Bible prophecy. Ezekiel 38 gives us a list of other players that will join with Iran. Ezekiel 38:5, where Persia is speaking of modern-day Iran. And this coalition will become the Islamic Alignment of Nations to try and destroy the Jewish state of Israel. Ezekiel 38:18 through 39:6 says that the Jewish Messiah will intercede and destroy the enemies of Israel. This scenario may seem far-fetched. However, this is God's absolute prophetic word. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...